If you head to YouTube and search 80s version or 80s remix, you will find thousands of synth-drenched takes on modern pop and rock songs. That's the phrase Annie Zaleski uses in her piece about this trend for NPR Music. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I want to start right off with an example. What we're about to hear is not part of a Jazzercise mixtape, even though it sounds like it could be. This, of course, is the 80s remix of Lana Del Rey's Summertime Sadness. She was born in the 1980s, and now let's listen to the original version of the song, which came out in 2012.
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness.
Annie, when did you first notice that everybody was taking these pop songs and remixing them to an 80s track?
You know, it was a couple years ago, I stumbled upon a remix of a Justin Bieber song that sounded, it slowed everything down. It didn't really have kind of a modern electronic backdrop. It sounded more like it was, a roller rink hit from like 1985.
Right. That Bieber track was What Do You Mean? Let's listen to the original one.
What do you mean?
And then here's the 80s version. Why is this happening?
I think part of it is just the music is, it's so escapist. I mean, everyone right now, I think, is feeling a little stressed out by everything that's going on. You think of the 80s, it's like hanging out by the pool, you know, maybe thinking about a first kiss. And it's just very, you know, it's very fun. It's very low stress. And it's like being on vacation all the time.
Who are the people doing these remixes?
So there is the patient zero is a man named Jerry Shen, who's a Canadian musician and a software developer. And he runs a YouTube channel under the name Tronic Box. And he's done dozens of these.
What's your favorite one of them?
Tronic Box did a remix of Somebody That I Used to Know.
Oh, by Gautier.
Yes, it's perfect.
Listening to a bunch of these makes me think about how interchangeable so much pop music is. Even a track like Gautier, which I always thought was kind of innovative and different from other things on the radio, when it gets remixed into an 80s song, it sounds like just another pop song.
These remixes really do highlight how modern vocal production is very homogenous. What's interesting is that a lot of 80s production is also kind of limited in that sense. I mean, I think instrumentation synthesizers were just becoming popular at that point. So there were only certain synthesizers that were available to people. There's a synthesizer called the DX7 that was kind of primitive, but everyone used it.
You talked to some of the most avid 80s remixers. What did you learn from them?
You know, I learned basically how time intensive they are. I talked to a 23-year-old multi-instrumentalist from Sweden named Johan Olsen because I discovered a Fall Out Boy remix he did. You know, hearing his process where he found the vocalist Patrick Stump's vocals that were isolated, and he built an entirely new musical track around this. He added compositions, he created, you know, a new vibe. And so it was very impressive by just how careful and creative and also just very smart it was. You know, these aren't just kind of silly internet memes. There's a lot of very earnest creativity that goes into this.
Do you have a favorite for us to go out on?
Oh, man. You know, there's an Ed Sheeran remix of Shape of You, and it basically sounds like it's from Minneapolis in the early 80s.
Yeah, I could hear Prince doing this. Annie Zaleski, who wrote about 80s remixes on YouTube for NPR Music, thanks so much.
Thank you.